Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Culture, which is the shared sense of who we are and how we act, is now transmitted in the main by television. Once our culture was preserved, protected, and passed along by wise elders, heads of families and clans, priests, scholars, and the like, whose motivation was to remind us of our shared history and values, and to summon us to a life of service to those values. Today, our culture consists of titillation, entertainment, distraction, and falsehoods choreographed by 20-somethings who think history is something that happened last week, character is a part in a movie, and wisdom is the name of a tooth. The cable news shows on TV, for example, upon which many depend for information about the world and for clues about what to make of it, are produced by millennials. They bring their ideas to the story conferences, advocate their inclusion in the lineup, book the guests, and write the copy. What is the purpose of these tasks? To inform, inspire, educate, or motivate? No, to grab eyeballs. Translation, attract viewers. How? By making it sexy, provocative, bloody, heart-wrenching. She breaks down, she cries, great TV, hilarious, and if you can't get any of those, make it fast. Dress it with dazzling graphics, surround it with pounding sound effects, and for those whose attention might wander after 2 consecutive seconds of anything, run crawls, supers, inserts, overlays, banners. Grab those eyeballs and never let them go. Guests and pundits are sought for these shows who fill one or both of 2 requirements. One, they have proved on other appearances that they can get eyeballs. Did you think you've seen little but Trump on TV for 3 months because of the quality of his ideas? Eyeballs stick to him. Get him! And 2, they validate the booker's preconceived idea of what will make good TV. A typical opening line from a booker calling a prospective guest goes something like this. Hi, we're looking for someone who will compare Hillary's email scandal to Watergate. You willing to do that? Fine, we'll send a car. What's that? You think that's a dumb idea? Have a nice day. Ordinary people cannot be relied upon to deliver good TV, although they do seem to study and learn from each other's performances as witnesses, victims, and especially lately, family members. Producers stack the decks in their favor by writing pre-answered questions for the anchor bimbos and bimbettes. This is how that works. So, how did you feel when he pointed the gun at you? Did your life flash before your eyes? Did you have trouble breathing? Did time slow down and stop? Answer? Yeah. This is the world of the millennials, whose creative writing is done with their thumbs, whose idea of a good read is 140 characters long, whose eyes glaze over if they're even briefly deprived of the stimulation of flashbang video grenades. And they are the people who do most of the work on our news programs, commercials, and TV shows, the shared experiences that fill our conversations, inform our thought, and after a while define us and our time. Millennials are not stupid, but they are young, lacking in experience and consequently judgment. That's why we used to entrust culture to old people. A millennial cannot imagine what will amuse or engage large numbers of people who live suffocated lives far from the trendy urban centers of New York, etc. So the millennial news producer, creative director, or TV writer falls back on rules made up by other millennials and tested by time for, 6 months or so. which is why we are presented with endless parades of celebrities. Everybody likes them, right? Endless repetitions of nostrums that are simple, obvious, and wrong. Trickle-down economics, just one example. And cartoons pretending to explain some wondrously complex process of nature with a crayon. See, the medicine goes in here, and all the bad stuff runs away. Which is why, when a celebrity gets up on a stage and gives us a simple, cartoonish explanation of how he would handle the presidency of the United States, it doesn't seem ridiculous. In our culture, that's how things work. I know. I saw it on TV.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.